Welcome, welcome, welcome to the very first live episode of Cardboard Fever. I am your host, Mike. Matty Ice, or Nico, as he apparently wants to be called now, joins me. Sir, how is your evening going?
Well, living the life of a champion isn't easy.
I agree.
But life is going well. I have a bunch of money in this Chattanooga-Samford football game or basketball game. I'm talking to you. I'm gonna go look at some cards online after. And I'm feeling withdrawal. I haven't been to my card shop in over 24 hours, dude. It's brutal.
I haven't gone in, close to 2 weeks now, and I just don't have time. So I'm feeling the withdrawal. But let's dive right into it. For those who are kind of wondering what's going on here, we're bringing you everything sports card related. Whether pretty much any sport, maybe even some non-sports, because I know Pokemon is super hot, not that I know anything about it. Bring you everything from news, analysis, trends, highlights, interviews, product reviews. Pretty much kind of guiding you on the way as this hobby continues to grow and grow and grow, and I think is pretty much here to stay for the long haul now. So before we get started tonight, guys, just want to highlight some of the things we're going to discuss. We're going to talk about some thoughts about 2020 in the card collection, some things maybe that we learned last year that we want to keep with us, and maybe some things that we wish didn't come into 2021 from the card world. Talk a little hockey, a little football playoffs, and maybe whose value could go up if they have a good playoff series, some product review, and then just kind of a high level look at what we want to see, one kind of wish if we could pick what we want product wise in 2021, just a general kind of topic there. So on that note, let's dive into it. Let's start off with our first topic, and you can take it in either direction here if you want to start with the good or the bad. Three things you learned in 2020 as you know, you kind of hop back into the hobby that you want to kind of keep with you in 2021, but also at the same time, three things that when you got back into the card collecting hobby that you were like, you know what, I never want to see that again after 2020. You take it wherever you want.
Oh, geez. You asked me a really good question there. But like you said, I just got back into card collecting. I was a big card collector when I was younger, and I just decided to get back into it. But as far as 2020, I was only in the game for like 2 months in 2020. So I don't have a ton of experience in 2020. I liked Mosaic. I got into Mosaic and Prism. To be honest, I'm not a huge fan of the Prism Blasters. I don't know if I'm completely answering your question. I'm just going to try to answer it while taking this where I think I want to. Like, I don't like the Prism Blasters, but I like the Prism Hobby Box. I've seen a bunch of them pulled. But the one thing I don't like that I found out, which I kind of always knew, but I didn't know it was still this way, is college cards, at least for football, I think basketball as well, college cards aren't valued as much as pro cards. And that really sticks. For whatever reason, I personally like the college cards better. I mean, I just like Justin Herbert in his Oregon uniform, or Larry Fitzgerald in his Pitt uniform, or Max Crosby in his Eastern Michigan uniform. That's just my personal opinion. But I can't wrap my head around why, like, a Joe Burrow autograph in his Bengals uniform before he even ever played a game is more valuable than a Joe Burrow autograph in his LSU uniform when he won a national title and a Heisman and set records. That's one thing I don't like. I don't like getting back into it. I realize, like, I don't like the prices. I learned to accept it because this is part of the hobby now. It is what it is. One of my good friends, Blake, he was telling me that he would buy, I'm sure I'm going to mess up the actual prices, but like he could buy Optic hobby boxes and Prism hobby boxes for like $300 or $400, and now they're thousands of dollars for a hobby box. So obviously something happened over the past couple of years where the prices just skyrocketed. So that's what I don't like. What I do like is there's so much variety. I enjoy that. So how about you, Mike?
Good answer. I know you hopped into it late in the year. Once you and I started talking more often, the prices, yeah, it's just one of those things that we have to accept. Although a box of Prism at minimum $1,000 to me is insane. I haven't bought a single box of NFL Prism. I bought college baseball draft picks for 2020 Prism simply because it was cheap and I wanted to buy something when I could, which also leads me to, yes, the college uniforms being undervalued is definitely a thing. I mean, for example, I got a Spencer Torkelson refractor. Now, I bought this off eBay, not in the box I got. But actually, you know what? I'll go to something I got in the box. CJ Abrams. He's a big time Padres prospect. From what I understand, he is, if not their top prospect and their top three prospects, a shortstop. So he'll have to obviously move positions when he gets to the major leagues because of Tatis Jr. But his auto is at least $100. But in the Prism draft picks box, I sold it last weekend just because I needed to make some quick cash to turn around for something I was buying, was like $14, which is super heartbreaking that there's just no value in them. I think the other thing I learned last year, which I've honestly never really thought about until I was buying and selling consistently most of last year, was I have a ton of cards from growing up, and including a whole binder of Alex Rodriguez rookie cards. But growing up and most of my life, I don't really care about what I was collecting, just that it was an Alex Rodriguez card or a Zion card or whatever. But really, not all cards have value. And that was a tough lesson to learn, that my entire binder of Alex Rodriguez rookie cards, now I wasn't expecting $30,000, but I was expecting more than, it's probably worth about $30. Like, that was a hard pill to swallow. Now, I didn't sell them. They're still in my office here. But, man, and now I know you have to go for the numbered cards, the guys that are going to have long careers, or if you can make a quick sale off things, things like that are I'm learning are more important. Things I want to keep with me or going forward. Obviously, the Mosaic design was awesome. I loved it, like you said. Super happy it came out. I hope it continues. I haven't looked at the 2021 Mosaic plans, to be honest with you. And there was another thing. Topps Stadium Club series, which actually I'll talk about later in kind of our product review. But the Stadium Club series is not super valuable yet, but is really, really nice. Topps obviously does great work with baseball in addition to the Bowman products. So one thing I wanted to touch on here before I move on, I'm going to touch briefly on hockey. I know you don't know much about hockey, or at least, prospect wise, but
I know Sidney Crosby's the GOAT.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to argue that. I won't argue that. Flyers fans, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to argue that one. But the World Juniors Championship just ended last night. USA beat Canada 2-0. And that is all essentially the biggest prospects in hockey. It's under 20 tournament. You get a ton of prospects every year. And I wanted to highlight a few of those guys. The Rangers' first overall pick, who would have played for Canada, but the Rangers didn't let him play as the season starts next week. Alexis Lafreniere, his rookie card, the Young Guns, is going for $200 a pop. Obviously, that might not be attainable to everybody, but look at USA's goalie, Spencer Knight, his first round draft pick from the Florida Panthers. He was outstanding all tournament. His value is much, much, much less. I don't even need to look it up. You could probably get a rookie card of his for $15 or $20. So if you look at guys like that, I forget the guy's first name, Zegras, who scored the winning goal for the USA last night. His rookie card is not super valuable. A guy on Canada who was Washington Capitals for a first round draft pick, Connor McMichael, His Young Guns card is around $17 to $20-ish, and it's been pretty steady as we approach the season, which starts actually a week from today. So Flyers Penguins are a week from today. We'll have to make a card bet on that one. So look at guys like that. Yeah, obviously, if you pull a Lafreniere, that's amazing. It's super valuable instantly. He's kind of, people are saying he's going to be the next Sidney Crosby. I don't know if he is, but he certainly got the pedigree. So I just wanted to add that in there. Hockey season starting next week. See if you can score some good cards. Obviously, by the time this comes out, it might have already started. So keep an eye out on that. I don't think any of the guys I mentioned will start in the NHL this year, so the value should stay reasonable outside of Lafreniere, who will start in the NHL. So let's move on. Let's talk a little football.
Hold on one sec. Before we move on, I want to complain about one more thing.
Oh no!
Because I just don't understand it.
Okay.
You know, it's like the hit card, Sage Hit. You know what I'm talking about?
No, but continue.
Okay, so they're college cards. It's just essentially, they don't have licensing of the jerseys or the college logo, so they can't put it on. And a bunch of it's like cards of like, not combine cards, but players at practice or something. It's a very low end cheap card. And you can get I think you can get like a blaster for like $20 at Target or Walmart if you're lucky to run into them. You get a guaranteed autograph. You know, super cheap cards, not worth anything. Like, I just can't wrap my head around the fact that if you get a Tua autograph in it, a Tua autograph is a Tua autograph. Like, I know it's not going to sell for like $100 million, a Tua autograph in the Sage Hit, but I'm pretty sure it's still not very valuable, even if it is a Tua, because of the card, which that just blows my mind. Like, why is someone's autograph less valuable because it's on one card and not on another? If they're a superstar, they're a superstar. I'm not saying Tua is, because I don't think he's going to be one. But you know what I mean? I just don't understand that.
I can't argue that. That is kind of the mind-boggling effect of the hobby. I shouldn't say effect. I should say the mind-boggling ramifications of a college uniform or these unlicensed uniforms is, well, there's really no value in them other than, you know, getting a blaster for $20. So you can say you've got a Tua autograph. On that note, football, real quick. Football playoffs are upon us. Well, at least for you, not so much for me. And I just kind of wanted to, yeah, it's fine. It is what it is. There's obviously a lot of good football players, I think, value-wise, that are really undervalued right now. So let's call this the whose value are you most looking to buy now because you think they're going to have a good playoff segment? Who is trending in the right direction to you for the playoffs?
You're welcome for Josh Allen, by the way.
I made a killer profit on the one I sold last week. Yeah, I bought for $15 and sold for $75. So I don't do math very well percentage wise, but a nice $60 profit there.
You at least made $20. Oh, you 60. There you go. See, I don't do math either. Okay, nice. Nice. I'll come up with a playoff guy as I go along in this segment. I'm going to go off of someone who I think is going to be, you can still buy low. He's going to be good for next year. And that's, I think it's T. Higgins. His stuff's still not super expensive yet. He had a really good year going with Joe Burrow. They have a lot of weapons there. I mean, AJ Green's not broken. So next year with healthy Joe Burrow and Tyler Boyd, he's a star. AJ Green's there, I think. And if you wear 85 in Cincinnati, you have to be pretty special. It's like wearing 88 in Dallas.
Yep.
So, I mean, I like T in college. I thought he was a really good player there. I actually took him in my dynasty draft in the second round. I took Jonathan Taylor first round, and T Higgins fell to me in the second. I was like, good Lord. So I took him. I would buy low now on T. Higgins. I think he's going to be a stud. I'm going to let you go next because I want to come up with a playoff guy.
Okay.
Because I know I can come up with one while I'm listening to your answer.
I really don't know where I want to take this answer, but first off, Josh Allen, his cards are not super cheap right now. They're skyrocketing value all year. Matt, you did tell me to buy in on him right as the season started, and I have a nice stash going right now. I think I have one of his rated rookies left. I might have sold it already, but I have some real nice rookie cards. Unfortunately, half of them are in the Wyoming uniform, so they're not. I need him to be like Super Bowl MVP to get some value out of that. But one guy, I'm scrolling through kind of a trend sheet here. One guy who really caught me off guard, Chris Godwin on the Bucks. So he had a pretty good year.
I was going to say that. I hate you.
Yeah, that's typically the way I do things. Well, the average sale right now of a Chris Godwin rated rookie is $13.48. He's catching passes from Tom Brady in the playoffs, and they play.
I have two bids in right now. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah,
I have two bids in right now for two optics, each for $125, and I've been winning it for 2 days now, and they're both like hollow insert all, like they're nice optics.
Oh yeah, this is an optic too. The one I'm looking at for $13.48 is the average sale price right now for the last 16 that have sold. So you can't go wrong with that. You know they're going to beat the Washington football team this week. So I think his value, even in the offseason, no matter how they do in the playoffs in Tampa, is going to be really good. And depending on how the Seahawks do, and off the top of my head, I have no idea who they play. DK Metcalf, a rated rookie base card right now, is selling for $4.98. A DK Metcalf Prism rookie is only $29. And the dude's a stud. Everybody in Philadelphia media reminds everybody in Philadelphia of that every day of the week. So I don't know how you can go wrong. I have no comment.
Who do you pass on him for?
JJ Arcega Whiteside.
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. That's really embarrassing. Jeez. All right, go ahead.
It's your turn now. I know I stole your answer, but I can keep going if you need another minute to come up with one.
Who has the two buys, the Chiefs and the Packers? You could probably buy low on AJ Dillon. He had that big game. I don't know what they're going to do with Aaron Jones in the future. Another guy I like is potentially Jonathan Taylor. He's been on. I haven't seen his cards selling for a ton of money. Have you?
No, I actually sitting next to my microphone from the Holiday Blaster Donruss, a rookie sweaters, which is obviously just some like knockoff holiday sweater with a Colts logo on it. A dual patch Jonathan Taylor, Jacob Eason, and it's worth about $4 or $5. So. Yeah, not much value there right now, but if anybody listening wants this card, I will gladly sell it to them for $5. The edge, it looks, the corners are perfect. The top edge isn't great, but I think that's how it came out of the pack. So hit me up.
I feel like I'm missing someone too. Well, you know a guy, he's hurt right now. He's on the Skins, is Antonio Gibson.
Is he hurt?
It says I'm on their depth chart right now, and it says he's injured. I think he's going to play, but I mean, he's had a hell of – I've only pulled one rookie of his, actually, which I'm disappointed. But I haven't – like on Twitter, on eBay, I haven't really seen his stuff anywhere. I don't know if they didn't like make a lot of his stuff, but if they did, I haven't seen it, and I would imagine it sells low. I mean, well, he had 795 yards in the regular season, 11 touchdowns as a rookie, 175 attempts. He had 247 receiving yards. I mean, the kid's a stud, and I don't know what they're going to do at quarterback, but with Alex, I mean, if they keep Alex Smith for another year, he's the checkdown king. They have J.D. McKissic and Antonio Gibson. So not only will Gibson continue to get good rushing yards, he'll get reception yards as well. I'm kind of giving you like a fantasy outlook on him, I guess, but my point is I would look into buying low on him. Because J.D. McKissic is never going to take over. All J.D. is one of my favorite players, but he's a third down back. So, yeah, that's my other one that you didn't steal. I'm going to go Jonathan Taylor, and I'm going to go with Antonio Gibson.
Real quick, as we kind of wind down. Again, want to give a shout out to our friends at Hobyn. It's HOBYN.co. It's like eBay without the ridiculous fees. You can go to their website now, buy cards, put in offers for cards, sell cards. The fees are very low. I'm on there right now, and there's been a ton of new cards pulled up. And one, let's see here, what's on the main page? Oh, Jonathan Taylor is literally the most recent card listed. Jonathan Taylor, Silver Prism Auto for $285. So the guys behind Hobyn are super awesome, really knowledgeable collectors themselves. So take a look at that. I am going to start selling exclusively through there and not eBay, or I shouldn't say exclusively, but there and Twitter, and getting rid of my eBay account at some point in the future here. They made a bunch of site updates relatively recently, so check it out. And now we are going to, I have two more kind of mention marks to get to. You want to do a product review, or you want to do your biggest wish for 2021 in the collecting world?
Hey, let's do, just because this is fresh, let's do a product review real quick.
Okay.
You know, I ripped two different products in the past two nights.
Yeah, pick one and go for it.
I'm just going to, because I know we're short on time, I'm just going to give a quick breakdown of each. I opened the Illusions blaster, and I opened the Chronicles blaster. For what it's worth, the Illusions cards, they look really nice, but for whatever reason, they just have no value to them. That's my review of that. The Chronicles, I freaking love the Chronicles blaster. There's just so much variety. You get like seven different offsets of Panini. It includes like XR, Select, and then a few others like Panini Threads and Basketball. I also usually get the Chronicles of the college football one. That's where I pulled that sick DeAndre Swift and a bunch of my Justin Herberts. But the Chronicles NBA was a lot of fun. Especially, I never really got into the NBA collecting until this year, because this is literally probably this draft class is equivalent to the Patrick Mahomes draft class in the NFL. There's just so many studs. Collecting this last draft class has been a lot of fun, but the Chronicles and even the online reviews, I've never seen anything less than a 5 or 4 star on the reviews.
Yeah, I have the same review on Illusions. I ripped an entire mega box of it and walked away with a few cards that were cool, but nothing. It was super disappointing. I will, as I kind of alluded to early in the episode, the Stadium Club cards, MLB Tops, actually came out with Stadium Club Chrome at some point around Thanksgiving, I think, was the original release date. Might have been a little bit before that. You get one autograph a box, so not a ton, but it's an on-card auto, which is really nice. The photography on these cards is amazing. The refractors look super cool. You can pull some cool old-timer cards. I think I got one with really cool, a Ty Cobb refractor. Obviously not a ton of value, but just the photography and artwork on these cards is to me second to none. Once we get our Instagram going, I'll post some pictures of my favorite photographs on there. I just love the way they look, and I will definitely be going back to get another box of that in the near future. My on-card auto I pulled was a Mike Yastrzemski card. He's a Giants up-and-comer. Obviously, his grandfather is Hall of Famer Carl Yastrzemski, and both of the guys are on the card as kind of Mike takes the field for a game. So it's a really cool photograph on top of a really nice card. So I'm super pumped with the way they came out. I got a handful of nice inserts and refractors as well. Nothing that was I would personally keep for my collection in the long haul, but nonetheless, still really cool. Some really nice rookie cards. So check those out. Also, before we wrap it up with our biggest product wish, something I think I'm going to try. I know you tried it last night, but we had some technical difficulties, is doing some breaks and some personal rips on Twitter of whatever cards you're opening. The other thing I'm going to try is TikTok as well. I've seen a few guys do it really successfully. I don't really know too much about the app other than that my wife watches TikTok nonstop to watch silly dog videos and whatnot. So I'm going to see if we can utilize that because it's kind of a platform that's not utilized too much for the card market. So stay tuned. We'll post on Twitter and social media with up-to-date information. You can see part of Matt's rip from a couple weeks ago that we had trouble launching live, but nonetheless, we'll work out the technical problems by the time you listen to this. All right, last topic of the night. Your bigger...
Wait. Uh-oh. Two things. One, I talked to the guy that runs the Sports Cell account.
Yeah.
And he told me to try making a YouTube account and post or go live on there through Twitter. So I might try that as well.
It makes sense.
And another guy you might want to buy low on, I've seen, I skipped him over. He's in the playoffs. He's not a rookie. He's in his second year. He's from the Washington football team. Terry McLaurin does not sell very high. Terry McLaurin is a stud. Terry McLaurin went to Ohio State. I hate Ohio State, but I love Terry McLaurin. I mean, he was one of the most targeted receivers in the NFL before he got hurt. Dude's a stud. All right, I got that off my chest.
I can't argue that one. You've been preaching him for a while now. So I'll start this one out. My biggest product wish for 2021. There's a lot of directions I want to take this. Like, we need to stop overhyping certain guys before the season starts, but we'll save that for the next episode. My biggest product.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I have a lot of ways I could take that one, but I'll save that one. Is that, man, now I don't know exactly where I want to take this because I changed my mind in the middle of my thought. Okay, I want...
Jason Dominguez is going to make... There you go. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's a good one too. I want more cards like Stadium Club with the cool photography to have value and to be more accepted across all sports because you could get some really cool photography across pretty much any sport. And I don't want to see as much as these Kaboom inserts or Downtown inserts. Some of them are really cool. I have a Kyler Kaboom that's really cool, but some of them are kind of boring. So because it's just, you know, it's not real. It's just, you know, a football player in a with city skyline behind them or something. So some of them are really cool. Some of them are kind of dumb. I want to see more real photography and less artist artwork. Artist artwork would be cool for just inserts. Make it a case hit or something like that, or something, which I guess kind of Kaboom is not super common, but I want to see more good photography on cards. How about that? Let's simplify it instead of me rambling on and say, I want to see more really cool photography on cards.
Okay, well, I agree with you. I don't like cartoons on cards. Like, I'm paying money for cards to see actual human beings on cards. At the same time, you broke my heart by saying what you said. I just bought a Downtown Ben last night. Just because I thought it was a really cool card. And it was from his first Super Bowl in Detroit. Again, I'm not big on the cartoons, but I asked my buddy Blake, and he said that's a case hit, the card that I bought. Which
Yeah. I stand corrected. I stand corrected on not calling it a case hit. I am sorry. That was me getting all fired up about wanting to finalize my point. But yeah,
you wanted to not admit the truth.
Yeah. I wanted to. Yeah. We'll go with that.
Yeah. You didn't want to admit the truth. I mean, it's a valid point because, like, a cartoon shouldn't be the case hit. But at the same time, when I saw the card and it was a case hit, I saw them going online for like 120 and the kid offered me 100. Granted, I'm never going to resell it. Cause I mean, it's a PC card. But I was like, I've had a good selling week. I'll reward myself for once.
Yeah. I think, you know, if you get a Jaw Downtown card or, you know, Mahomes Downtown or Kaboom, like, yeah, those are cool. But I mean, there's a Sam Darnold Downtown card. No offense to Sam Darnold, but he doesn't deserve a Downtown card yet.
Yeah, no, there's no way. He's a guy you might want to – I mean, I told you this earlier. Me and my buddies still believe this. I mean, he's not a horrible quarterback. I wouldn't mind throwing like 10 or 20 bucks on him by a couple rookies. Because once Adam Gase is gone, which he is, whether Sam Darnold goes to a new team or they actually get someone competent in New York for the Jets, Sam Darnold has talent. So I don't think he's going to be a Mahomes at this point in his career, but I do think he has a potential.
Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very good comparison. I like that a lot. Maybe a change of scenery. I like that one a lot. Yeah. Change of scenery or new coach, and I think he can really flourish. But what I want to – one of my card wishes for 2021, I'm just going to give you more of a like a product that I would like to get. Because my wish isn't going to come true. I want the college cards to be worth something, and they're not. But my product wish is – A, I'm hoping to hit one of these scratch-offs or hit a big bet so I can afford a 2021 optic box because they're going to be like $800, I heard. But for a particular product, man, I like to hit a really sick Max Crosby. I have yet to pull my own Max Crosby, and I pulled a bunch of cards this year.
That's fair. Yeah, you did you did snag a couple nice ones that I've seen so far through Twitter and whatnot, so... Good one there.
I have a cool red, white, and blue T. Higgins coming in. I love the red, white, and blues.
See, is that Crimson the one? Has a cool... Like the checkerboard, red, white, and blue on the side?
No, the checkered board's just the checkered board. That's Max Crosby. The T. Higgins has like the red, white, and blue wrapped all the way around it. Yeah. See, Prism has some cool stuff. Like, I like the snakeskin pattern they have, the red, white. They have a bunch of cool stuff. I know we have to wrap it up, but I have a thought process that came to my head, and I want to run it by you and our listeners.
Yeah.
I was talking with my card store guy, Chad and Blake, the other day, and they both agree, like, they're both mind-blown on how Prism is so popular. Because a couple years ago, anyone would have said, yo, give me Topps over Prism, or I forget the other brand they said, without even blinking. And now Prism is, like, the number one brand, like, all of a sudden. Like, that's just crazy.
I've actually had that conversation with a couple people this year. I'd much rather, even though it's expensive, buy Mosaic or buy Topps for baseball than I would Prism. NBA, what would I rather buy there? You know, the basic, you know, Donruss and Donruss Optic, even though it's expensive, any day over Prism. I just don't understand. At least this year in the 2020 Prism NFL that came out, the more expensive cards, you know, the autograph cards or the checkerboard cards are really cool. But the base Prism is, to me, are really boring. I don't think there are anything special that, you know, deserves $75 for or $130 for a Justin Herbert base Prism rookie. I get that he should be more expensive than other guys, but I just don't see, I don't know. They just don't do a lot for me. Again, that goes back to my wish in real photography instead of just the guy. The Prism kind of takes away because it's just so much silver around the side. And this year's Prism were terribly centered for the most part. Not terribly, not very well centered for the most part. So if you're getting it graded, you're automatically not getting a 10. So I guess we'll wrap it up there since we've gotten a full episode's worth of stuff in. We'll be back next week. We're going to do an interview episode for our second episode. Third episode, we will be back. Episode 3, we'll be back to do some thoughts on guys who get bought too early and see how the NHL season's going, NFL playoffs are going, and we'll probably have some other stuff. And yeah, so we'll wrap it up there, everybody.
And just remember, if you take a card, if you claim a card, pay for it. It's not that hard.
And we'll wrap it up there.